process. I am doing what I can to nurture the people who are thinking about a European intelligence network. And one of the first things I told them was, don't try and create a central intelligence agency for Europe. In the age of distributed information, central intelligence is an oxymoron. Okay? You need to have a network approach. Conclusion, spies only know secrets. Intelligence is about discovering, discriminating, distilling, and delivering answers. And I did my second thesis. I looked at every embassy, came to the three embassies where I'd served, and came to the conclusion that we were collecting roughly 10% of what could be known that was relevant to our interests. But then in sending it back by hard copy pouch to Washington, we were spilling 80%, which is where my informed guess comes from, that Washington is operating on 2% of the relevant international national security information. My former partner, Mark Lowenthal, who's the ADCI for analysis and production today within the intelligence community, when he was staff director of the House Permanent Select Committee for Intelligence, he used to try and tell the clandestine service, you don't get points for collecting information in the hardest or most expensive way possible. But that's precisely what we keep doing, because it benefits a corporation building it, and it benefits a congressman. Your average congressman or senator is getting a 2.5 to 5% payoff from every contract that goes into their state. Okay? That's the standard. We need to make it so that we double their salaries and we cut off their hands if they take money from corporations. And last but not least, I was a consultant to an intelligence community project that was trying to think about tasking. And I said, wait a minute, you say the only thing you're trying to ask is which of the secret ints should you task? And they said, yeah. I said, there are three other questions you should ask first. First question you should ask is, do we already know this? And can we find it? And the answer is, no, we can't find it. We don't know if we know this. It's too hard. So we get it again. The second question we should be asking is, if we don't already know this, can we get it from someone else? From another ally, another member of the seven tribes, whatever. If we can't find it and we can't get it for free, can we buy it from the private sector at a price we can afford, a reasonable price, then time and security constraints and so on? And only if you can't find it, get it, or buy it should you steal it. The U.S. intelligence community has not matured to this point yet. Make sense or add value. One of the things that the national intelligence community is being told today by the Special Operations Command is that nothing they're producing is useful.